From the Packers Everywhere pep rally in Chicago, these are our final thoughts. What's at stake, Mike?
Boy, a lot of things are at stake here. You're trying to avoid 1-3. You're trying to avoid 0-2 in the division to start out. You're trying to avoid falling two games below 500 for the first time in 6 years. That hasn't happened to the Packers since late in the 2008 season. This is a game the Packers need to win. You got to get to 2-2. You got to get to 1-1 in the division.
Is it too early to say this game has playoff implications?
Maybe not.
I have a feeling we're going to look back at it. You know, Mike, the Packers have a lot of tough games ahead of this one. They have to go to New Orleans, Buffalo, Miami, and the Heat. They're going to host the Patriots, the Falcons, the Eagles, the Panthers.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't dig a hole too deep. Because it's going to be tough coming out of that hole when you've got that kind of schedule ahead of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mike, who's your player to watch?
Well, why not? I'll go with Julius Peppers, the former Chicago Bear. He played 4 years here in Chicago. He downplayed it this week, and I don't necessarily disagree with him. His return to Carolina when he was playing for Chicago was a bigger deal to him, Carolina being home. But he had a good line this week. John Kuhn cost him his job with the cut block on the 48-yard touchdown pass. That's one of the reasons he ended up in Green Bay. But this is a game that that Julius Peppers is going to want to make an impact. He's coming back to his old stomping grounds. This is a big one for him, and he had his best game so far as a Packer last week.
My player to watch is Aaron Rodgers. This is his team. This is his stage. This is his game. And he's got to be the man. Mike, the Packers win if Eddie Lacy or James Starks rushes for 100 yards.
That simple.
That simple.
All right. And I'm going to say the Packers win if their defense plays as well as it played last week. I know they faltered down the stretch, but they were on the field the whole game because the offense wasn't doing its job. If the Packers defense plays the way it did the second half against the Jets and the first three quarters against the Lions, the Packers should win this game. And with that, we'll sign off on final thoughts for now. But join us Sunday during the game on Packers.com for your quarter-by-quarter updates in the blog. Ask Vic Halftime. Send in your questions. And join us after the game for all your post-game stories as we write on the bus and on the plane on the way home. Thanks for watching, everybody.